What do you do when things go wrong? Many people will try to blame other people, or they'll blame circumstances, or they'll try to put the blame anywhere outside themselves. You have to learn, we have to learn, if we want to actualize our ideas, to accept the blame for ourselves and then not call it blame. Just say, okay, it's done. I remember a singing group I was in a theater many years ago, and we were a quartet that sang together. And the men in the quartet, two of them, were always sort of blaming each other because somebody got the note wrong. And I found that it was a lot easier to simply say, no, I did it wrong. And then somebody was there to be blamed, and they were all happy, and I just wanted to get on with the act of rehearsing so we could sing. And it didn't matter to me who was wrong. And I remember later, somebody was saying about us as a group, how disharmonious we always were, we were always blaming everybody else. And I thought, all right, let them think that, it doesn't matter. Because that too would be a means of trying to shove the blame onto somebody else, you misunderstood me, and so on. The important thing, if you want to actualize your ideas, is to do what you need to do to get the energy moving. And if it means taking the blame onto yourself, then okay, who cares? The important thing is to take it so that you can forget it and get on with it. So when things go wrong, I don't mean beat yourself and say, oh, woe is me, what a terrible thing I've done. But if you want to say, okay, I did it, never mind. Or when it really is your fault, which it could easily be too, of course, then just to say, well, I did it, but I'll just do it better next time. When we do that, we find that we can develop the strength of character within ourselves to face reality as it is. And if you want to change things, then you have to work with things as they are, not as you wish they were or as you think they ought to be. We have to work with reality if we want to change that reality and make it something better. Whereas if we don't relate to what is, how can we actualize something else that isn't? So we must learn to stand firm within ourselves and to accept for ourselves without any justification, not to affirm, oh, well, it wasn't really a mistake, not to affirm that, well, I didn't really do badly, I could have done better, or whatever it is that one comes up with in the normal pattern of human self-justification and self-rationalization. Well, it would have worked if the stock market hadn't suddenly done a nosedive that week, or whatever. There may be perfectly legitimate reasons that are objective, and there's no point, no harm in mentioning them if they aren't going to weaken you. But if they become a means of just sort of excusing your own failings, then better just say, well, never mind. I'll do better next time. I did it. I didn't do it well, but next time I can do it better. Remember, the only person in this universe who's infallible is God. If you want to call him a person, man is fallible. Man does make mistakes. And if you discover that you've made a mistake, then welcome to the human race. What's the big deal? The important thing is not how many times we fail, not how many times we err, but rather that through that failure and through those errors, we come through with flying colors in the end. Very successful people are almost invariably people who have had great failures. It took those great failures to teach them lessons they needed to learn in order to grow. And those people who are afraid to fail are also people who are afraid to dare greatly.